My fellow life walkers, get ready to start journeying life mostly natural with me, your guide, Moke Angel. Hello, my fellow life walker, and welcome to this blustery fall day. And we are going to have a nice calm trail. I don't know if you heard that, but we're gonna sit down for a minute and just have a discussion because Papa is a bit tired from the fall blustery air and watching and chasing all of the leaves that are falling on the ground right now. So we are just going to just sit here for a second and have a discussion about going through the motions of our emotions. And that's what we're going to do today on this trail. Now, I know you are probably thinking, well, I thought we were going to talk about, you know, the other spice. And yes, we are. We're going to talk about that next week. Right now, I felt like it's a good time to check in and just talk about dealing with the emotions that trauma, besides like the abandonment trail, but any type of trauma that can dig up in your system. And I thought that I could give some tips and suggestions just in case for some reason you may not have come across them, possibly have, but may not have. But the thing is, what's important is to know that it is okay to go through dealing with your emotions. Go through the motions of it. Make sure that you have a time and a place to let yourself feel them. It is very important. I don't care if you're a man. I don't care if you're a woman. I don't care if you are a teenager. I don't care what where you're at in life. To start feeling like you have to suppress them all the time is not a good thing. It's really important that you give yourself time to go through them. Go through the motions and let them out. Feel them. And understand that they are not going to last forever. They are not supposed to, in a healthy state, last forever. And the only way you're going to be able to make sure that you can handle them in a healthy state is by going through them in a healthy way and letting yourself experience them in a healthy way. And then the sooner you learn how to do that and the sooner you're able to go through them, the faster they'll be able to do what they need to do for you and move on and get on with the rest of your day. All right. So what is one of the biggest ones that we always talk about that's like, oh, it's a big no-no? It's being angry. Now, let's just say, you know, when you are going through something and it's very traumatic, one of the first things that you're probably going to experience is the idea, well, besides shock, but you're going to experience anger. And reason why I'm saying it's really important that you deal with the anger part is because you need to let that out. But you have to find a way that you can do it in a healthy manner. And a way that you can do that, especially like if you're feeling like you physically want to punch something. And that's going to happen. You're going to physically want to punch something, okay? So find a pillow and physically punch the pillow. Do it. Find a pillow. If you're all angry right now, I don't know what pissed you off right now, but something might have pissed you off and you're listening to this. I need something to help me think of a way to do it right. Well, go find a pillow and punch it. All right. I don't care. Your mattress. Punch your mattress. Do that. If that doesn't work, then stand and punch in the air. But if you need that like connection thing, punch a pillow. Okay. Do that. That lets out that anger. That lets out that aggression that you need to let out. And it's in a healthy way. All right. Roar, growl. That really helps because that helps out when you want to just scream at somebody, right? You just go, oh, I want to scream at you. And if you're that person, then you need to scream it out in a positive way. Punch that pillow or mattress with a growl. Ugh, like that. You may want to take up a class like boxing or martial arts. They actually encourage you to do that. I don't think in boxing. I don't think they encourage you to do that. I don't hear too many growling in boxing. Okay, take that back. Retract. All right, anyhow, but find a way to do it in a healthy manner is what I'm saying. If you want to sing is a great way. Find a nice screaming loud song that you can just, or just a very vocally loud song that you can sing. Like one, oh, a great song is Titanium. Oh, that's a great song. Bulletproof. Yes, that's a great song to sing. Try to hit those notes. I tell you what, talk about breath work. Linkin Park. I mentioned on our last trail, Linkin Park. Pick up one of his The Numb song. That's a great song to sing out loud. 30 Seconds to Mars. Yes, he has a bunch of great songs in there. Sing some Aletto songs. Let that out. Let it out and find a healthy way of doing it. And if you are in a place that you can just open up and let it all out like that, then do it. If not, go someplace where you can and just scream it out. Just let that feeling out and you'll feel so much better for doing it. All right? You will feel so much better for doing it. So deal with that emotion, but find it in a healthy way of dealing with it. And those are healthy ways. Sadness. It's really important for you to be able to deal with sadness and just to cry it out. It is okay to cry. It is not a sign of weakness whatsoever. All right. Crying is something that is a natural emotion that we need to express and release the sadness in us. And if you don't give yourself time to do that, if you don't allow yourself that, then it will come out in ways that you don't want it to. It'll come out and it'll linger longer than you would want it to and become a part of who you are. And that's not a natural or a healthy way of being for yourself. By keeping yourself in a sad state, which will eventually become depressive, okay? It becomes depressive because of that, because you do it for longer than the allotted time that you normally would deal with it. So if you give yourself time to go ahead and deal with it, then it will normally happen in a more healthy way more often for you. And you'll go through the process as you should naturally. Now, the other thing is, it's important to feel happiness. It's really important. And sometimes when you're angry and you're really sad, you can't find that moment. But you know what? Learn to, because that's what's going to help you get past those points when it's supposed to be like, okay, now it's time not to be so angry anymore. Let's let that go. It's going to teach you how to let things go. Let it go. When you're sad, it's like, okay, I've cried. Now I got to find something that can make me laugh, that can make me smile. Do whatever it takes. Like if it's a beautiful rainy day, go stomp in the puddle in the rain. And when I say put on something earlier, I meant like put on a comedy, put on a funny movie, something that will encourage you to smile. It will happen if you put yourself there and you say, okay, this is what I need to do now. Then you do it and it will bring that happiness into you. You may be laughing right now because you can hear Poppet snoring in the background lightly, like a dainty little flower. So what I'm saying is just find something that you can do or that can make you laugh out loud, all right? And deal with your happiness and bring it in your life. If you don't have it right now, bring it in. Find a way to do it. You can do it. I know you can. Now, my last suggestion for today is journal. Write it down because, you know, it is an excellent way to be able to give you something to reference back to and let you know how you were able to handle or what you were feeling at the time and the ways you went about dealing with it and what was working for you and what didn't work for you. So it's a good thing for you to journal it out and get your emotions dealt with that way. My point is on this whole trail is that to let you know you need to go through the motions of dealing with your emotions and you need to do it in a healthy way. Your emotions only last for so long. It's not like they're a forever thing. So if you learn how to deal with them in a healthy way, then that's how they'll come and go through you in a healthy way within the amount of time that they're supposed to, this short period of time. Okay. And the other thing you could do, if you are feeling something and you can't deal with it at the time, at that moment, take a quick breath. Like right now we are doing, just take a breath, just sit on the side and breathe for a moment, deep breathing, snoring like Poppet, and you will be good and you'll get through it. So until next time, my fellow life walker, love yourself kindly, be grateful for one thing, and I will see you on our next trail. Take care. Listen, it's a long road to get up.